NASA's been doing green procurements for a while. We've had a lot of these communities of practice in place for quite a bit. We've been buying, you know, recycled content and buying locally. We have LEED standards for all of our construction, LEED Silver, which requires that you use recycled materials, low VOC paint, and work with the community. We have almost 1 million square feet of LEED certified square footage, and next year we're going to have 2 actually net zero buildings. Our IT group has been working to green all of the IT as well by making computer programs and a variety of other things be Energy Star efficient and EPEAT compliant. We have for a while been doing a great deal of work in greening our procurements and in making sure that we are minimizing our footprint on the environment.
What do you mean when you say working with the community on this green procurement, and why is that important?
Well, because we live, all of our centers are in communities, and we live with the folks there. We have energy and water needs that they also have, and as these resources become more limited, it's important that we coordinate with the community to make sure that we actually don't negatively impact them, and at the same time, they're happy having us as neighbors. It's critical that the community support us as an agency. I mean, we work with the our employees live there. We need resources. We need goods and services that the communities provide. So it's critically important that we work together.
And I'm interested in those net zero buildings you said you'll have up. Tell us where they are and some of the process by which you arrived at a net zero building, and then we can talk about what's in the buildings.
The net zero buildings, one will be at Kennedy, and the other one will actually be at our Ames Research Center. So one's in Florida and one's in California. The goal was to actually create buildings that would live within their environment and be able to produce the energy that they needed to operate. Also for water, to reduce the water consumption. We're not quite at net zero for water, but we are severely reducing it, using gray water to flush toilet. Also, some of the in California, they'll be using some of the gray water to be able to do the landscape watering. Both buildings actually have solar panels to generate the energy requirement, and they will be LEED Platinum and net zero. That's right now what we're going towards, and we're really looking forward to that.
Are these office buildings or research facilities? What are they like? What happens in the buildings?
The one at Kennedy is actually a research facility. It works with fuel and fuel transferring. And the facility at Ames is mostly office space.
Now, you had mentioned early in the interview that NASA was able to get into this green procurement business relatively early in the process. How were you able to jump into this with both feet so early on when there are so many other organizations that are just now coming along? What was it that spurred NASA to do this so early?
There was an executive order about greening procurements, and there is also a law. And so we started looking at how to do this. And it wasn't the law so much that drove us, but the understanding that we needed to make sure that we had materials available for the future. One of the things that we found, especially with shuttle, is the fact that we operate for 20 to 30 years, so the materials that we need will disappear. They become regulated out, the manufacturer shuts down, and so we have issues of material obsolescence. And what we have found is if we go to greener materials, they last longer. So we've been working, as I call it, up the chain to the actual buyer of things, whether it's paper or it's chemicals or it's steel. And we've been working at the buyer's level and educating them to be able to purchase differently. And that's the key. You know, at NASA, everybody does it. Sustainability. It's not something that is done by a little office off to the side. The only way we're ever going to make it work and make it actually reduce the mission impact and the risk to NASA's mission is if we make it everyone's kind of business.
We're speaking with Olga Dominguez. She's Assistant Administrator for the Office of Strategic Infrastructure at NASA. And it's interesting you mentioned the shuttle program, which in many ways is the ultimate recycling program of all time. And over the years of the shuttle program, have you been able to reduce the energy and materials that go into each time you rebuild a shuttle for relaunch? Has the green affected the shuttle itself?
Yes, we've done significant amount of work in reducing, we've eliminated freon completely from our process. We've reduced trichloroethylene, TCA, in our usage so that it's, you know, for our construction, so that the point of the materials that we actually use is negligible. And for the little bit that we need, we're working not only with EPA, but the international community to obtain that waiver. So we have been working over many years to kind of green the shuttle. It's not, and we're working with the new exploration folks and engineers and designers to try to green the new engines that we're going to have and the new products that we're going that they're going to be generating that we're going to be operating.
Is green procurement as a whole terribly expensive, more expensive than you would have expected? And do you see a return on your investment?
Well, the one example that I actually have the most experience with is our buying our construction to meet the LEED standard. We started that in 2003, so we were a little bit ahead of the curve on doing that. We believe that it would need 3 to 5% more per construction activity, and we found that that's not true at all. There are many, many more vendors today out there. It doesn't cost us any extra. In fact, we think that if we actually asked for an old-style building, that would cost us more because it's become like LEED Silver has almost become the baseline. And what we have found in after the buildings are completed, we have much, much lower energy, 50 to 60% lower energy costs, lower water costs. Our maintenance is much, much cheaper to do, much easier to perform. And the other thing is that our folks are very happy in those buildings. So production, their work production is actually up and sick leave is down. So, and those are all things at our Marshall Space Flight Center, who is the first one to actually have a LEED Silver building, part of what they've been tracking for their building that they finished, I think, is 2005. And it's kind of nice to have it kind of proved what we thought would happen actually does happen. And the cost is not really more at all. And we found that with paper and with all of the other recycled content materials. Once you create the marketplace, it competes just fine.
And just a quick final question. Was GSA involved in the construction of these platinum and silver buildings, or is this something NASA does on its own?
NASA, for the most part, does the construction on its own, although GSA is supporting us at our Langley Research Center in Virginia. They are... We are just about to complete a new building there, and they were the project manager for it. And so they are a big help to us in at Langley. GSA is also wonderful at creating the requirements and giving us that level of support so that we can understand what the requirements are. So they are a very good partner to the federal community.
Throughout this process, is there one thing that rings true that everyone who is in your position should keep in mind for all the agencies across the board when they're pulling this off?
Well, I think what has been demonstrated is that it makes good business sense. It costs so much less to operate and maintain and live through a sustainable activity than it does to try to do it the way that, you know, we've always done it. It's not only better for the environment, it's also better for the bottom line.